It is your pre-match warm-up to the Merseyside derby. You've got Ian Ryan, you've got Mo Stewart, you've got Mike Kearney. We're doing this one slightly different than normal. We don't normally have a caller smack bang in the middle, but today we've got Luke Davis in the studio for the whole show to give us the view from across the park. But Mike, I will start with your good self. So sometimes in football seasons, you can end up playing really, really big games, whether it be maybe a title decider or you're going for European honours. But at the start of any campaign, this is the fixture. This one and the one at Goodison Park always gets my attention first. And I'm guessing it's probably similar for you.
Yeah, of course it is, because we live in the city with friends and family who are Blues and that as well, don't we? So it's one we look out for and pins down on the weekend. What are we doing? Where's the home? Where's the away? Always over the last 5-6 years, it's been around Christmas time, hasn't it? Which has been nice. And this one's my uncle's got a theory that we always play at Goodison first, apparently. And I've just got a vivid memory of us playing Anfield like the last 4 or 5 years first, and I'm going, like, you must be talking about ages ago. So it's one of them things that you have like a little joke about. But yeah, you look for the derbies, you look for the big games against City, and you think you're going to be title rivals with. But 100% since I was a kid, even though like in my secondary school there was a bit more Man United fans and stuff like that because it was kids from all around the country, it was still Liverpool, Everton. Yeah, you can't lose, you don't want to lose, and we've been lucky enough since I've been growing up anyway to go to Anfield, and I've probably only lost twice in my lifetime, I think, or maybe 3 times. But the third one might have been is when I was like a real baby. So we're lucky, and it's a good game to look forward to. And circumstances probably dictate this season that even though you want to win them all the time, you know, we've come into it off a controversial defeat at Spurs and a draw that you probably can't really argue with Brighton. So this one feels like, well, sadly, the international break, big game, kick off the rest of the season with a nice win.
Mo, it does feel like that, and I think, you know, what's gone on before it is important, but it's a significant game for a number of reasons, not least of all because Liverpool get a chance to go top of the league. Now, it'll only be probably for a few hours, but even at this early stage of the season, it feels like you can lay a bit of a marker down. Liverpool have a chance to do that this weekend.
Definitely, and I think you can kind of consolidate or even tell different stories about some of the points we've dropped if we are able to then kick back in with 3 points, and as you say, go top of the league, even if it is just for a little bit. We don't know what the other team's going to do. I think Arsenal got Chelsea. So there's a potential for us to put a little bit of pressure on some of those who will be looking to go back above us. But the game is the game in and of itself. You're right. Like, I do look for it at the beginning of every season, but it may be a slightly different way because I just always see it as a little bit of something to get through, in as much as nearly every other game, you can think about the form of the two teams and use that as a guide to say, okay, well, if we're playing well, we should be able to beat this team and this team and this team. And, oh, well, this team are playing really badly, so we should be able to beat them. It never matters in this game. Like, we could be playing amazing, they could be playing terrible, and then the game happens and it's a dogfight and it's even. And that element to it always scares me. So I always just want to kind of think, okay, let's just get through it, have him won it, and then we can dissect how shit a game it was afterwards.